Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Wow. Well, you know, we always try to bring in God's news behind the news, and I wanted to share a little bit what's going on around the world. But you know, Greg, I don't know if you saw this here. Greece, the country of Greece, it's being reported that they are on this, you know, their economy has been crashing and going down, but it says now they're on the brink of total and complete failure. The things have gotten so bad there now that they can't even feed their children. I think they're looking at 20% unemployment. And during the Great Depression here in the United States, back in 1929, that time period, you know, the unemployment went as high as 25%. But check this out. They're dropping off their children now to orphanages. Mothers can't take care of them anymore. They said that 67% of all businesses are 67,000 businesses will go bankrupt in 2012 in Greece.
Well, you think about it, I was watching the G8 just finish their meeting up in Camp David yesterday, and I'm thinking about the G10, which are the 10 horns.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you're thinking, why doesn't the euro, why don't they just dump Greece? And it's like, no, they want Greece under servitude.
Mm.
They want to be part of the end time. Remember, there's 10 horns, and those 10 horns, I believe two of them can disappear at some point. Mm-hmm. But you had Germany, you had all these different, you know, yesterday. And I just Lord it on my heart that it's already happening. Now it just has not. And this one, they're not. I saw them go to Greece and said, "Listen, this is your last stimulus, but you must submit."
Wow.
Basically, is what they're saying. You got to do. We'll do this, but this is how it is. Mm. And you think, why would they do that? Until the reason why they're bailing them out, because ultimately they want all the resources. That's why you bail people out when you're playing Monopoly, the game, because eventually you'll end up with Park Place. Well, this is real countries. In
exactly.
Real nations. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I just dawned on
me. No, you're exactly right. And so they have them in servitude. And this is happening. You know, many are saying that, and the Lord already has showed us, and we'll share a little bit more about that here in a minute, but many economists are saying that is when Greece goes, Europe is soon to follow, and then the collapse will it's a domino effect. It's going to come over to the U.S. And the Lord showed us. The Lord showed us tough economic times. I mean, if you haven't seen it already, you need to go to VFNTV.com, collect the VFN torch, and you need to see The World is Over in 6 minutes. And this is where we shared.
The world as we know it, right? That what you had a dream was a reporter stood in front of the New York Stock Exchange and said, "The world as we know it." I mean, we're not saying that. That's what God was saying. Yeah, yeah.
Right. We both had some prophetic dreams, and that was one of them, that the reporter saying in the middle of this dream from the New York Stock Exchange, where everything is standstill, in 6 minutes, the world's going to be over as you know it. And instantly, there was just great chaos.
Which meant the economy was going to fall, right?
The economy was falling. And then you had a dream or a vision in where there was money that was being sucked up like in a funnel.
Paper money. Yeah, the paper money was being removed off the face of the earth. You know, mm-hmm. And when you think about that, and digital money is what people are using today anyway. But David Wilkerson was the word that David Wilkerson gave, you know, was a prophetic man that when you start seeing the dominoes fall. So you're talking about Greece is like one of the first dominoes to begin to fall. Yeah. And the response is just get rid of this paper money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know,
and a lot of the economies in Europe are doing horrible as well. I mean, they're just it's about to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's for the church to really realize, you know, we need to if we haven't been honoring God. If we haven't been participating in God's economy, I'm going to tell you, this is going to be a good time.
It's a good time.
You know what I mean?
This is a really good time to start that.
Yeah. You know, I just had a conversation yesterday. Someone was reminding me that 3% of the church actually participates in tithing. You know, we're not, you know,
which is honoring God and saying that he's the one that gave me this, right?
Exactly. And so we can't tip God. You know what I mean? We can't just throw a little, you know, pence offering there in the bucket and say we're doing something to God. When we're tithing and we're bringing our whole tithes to the storehouse, we're saying that, God, we want to honor you. We know that you don't need this 10%. It all belongs to him. It all belongs to him. And so all we're saying is that, you know, God, our total dependency is upon you. And that's what we got to return to. We got to return to a place of humility, a total place of dependency upon the Lord. And not trying to prop up and serve, you know, money and mammon, money in this world. It's not a, it's all going to go when it's all said and done. Everything that you've been trusting in, if it hasn't been in God, it's going to be shaken, it's going to come tumbling down. And it's time for us to search deep and say, you know what? I'm turning back to God. I'm giving God what belongs to God. Because let me tell you something, it's going to happen.
Yeah, it's definitely going to happen. You know, and that's the beginning of a prophetic word, because finances, you know, he says, where your treasure is, that's where your heart is also.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, and we talk to you over and over again about, listen, you know, my sheep know my voice and follow none other. You want to hear God's voice on this side of this. You want to be found faithful. I mean, God will accept obedience after the storm, but the enemy's going to beat you up over that. The enemy's going to accuse you of saying the only reason you're doing this now is because you're suffering. But do it when you're not suffering. Mm-hmm. And you may be suffering, but do it before everything collapses. Give him, you know, part of your, you know, couple $100 paycheck until... Wait, don't wait till you have only a dime and now you have to give him a penny of it, because which he accepts the same ratio. He's into ratios, not amounts.
Not amounts, right.
But understanding that here we are, you know, America, you know, we have to respond to this. I literally saw the paper money, a vision of the paper money being vacuumed. It was a huge vacuum in heaven and was sucking all the crevices and cracks and all of that. All the paper money was being sucked up. And then it was like a mountain, because it's being sucked up to one, like, funnel area or something, and then the whole thing just turned into fire and it burned the paper money up.
Wow.
Well, I mean, how many people use paper money today? I mean, they're talking about buying things for your phone. It's just, will we buy into this thing?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Will we buy? The reason why you're seeing economies pushed to the limit, and the euro doing what they're doing, the European Union doing what they're doing to Greece, and what we see what's happening, is that Second Heaven has a plan.
That's right.
You know, to push this thing over where people say, I need some reprieve. You remember, I gave this word too. I said, there's going to be a day they're going to say, we will help you out. Listen, we will turn this, your money in your account will be digital, which is now, I mean, you know, my daughter, you know, works at a bank, and we have little banking industry people in our crew, and that it's all digital anyway. It's all digital. Mm-hmm. The thing is, will we buy into letting go of our paper? Also, but you can't invest in gold no matter what they do. A gold coin that buys a suit today will buy a suit tomorrow, because it never loses.
That's right, or silver.
Or silver.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.